All right. Thank you, Bradley. Good morning, everybody. It's Region 15C Championship Sunday here on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you as we are set to begin the final two games of our regional tournament. The first ball game today has St. Martin taking on Kimball, and then it will be the Watkins Clippers taking on the winner of this ball game. Don Heinen joins me here in our pregame, and good morning to you, Don.
Good morning, Randy. It's a beautiful sunny day this morning here at 11 o'clock at Greenwald, and I think we're going to have a fantastic day today here playing some baseball, and got St. Martin going against Kimball, the Kimball Express today, so that'll be a good ball game, I think, again today, and see what's what happens here. And the winner of this game will take on Watkins at approximately 1:30.
You bet, about 1:30. And these two teams familiar with each other. They played last Saturday in a
Saturday
opportunity
night, yeah,
to go to the state tournament.
3-1 ball game.
3-1 in favor of Kimball.
Kimball
last,
yes,
Saturday. So, you know, this could be, I think, a good game because you, first of all, I think deep down in everybody's mind, you want to go as the number one seed. You want to get that week by.
I think you do, and I know in St. Martin's case here right now, they got a whole different, kind of a different lineup here today in different positions and for players, and they got some nagging injuries right now. They got three of their starters got some nagging injuries. Kyle Leeser,
Michael Schlungen,
he's, yeah, also got, I think he got hit in the hand yesterday, and kind of bothered him, so he took himself out, which is a good deal. They got Tanner Arsenal, who's filling in just remarkably for him. He's been playing great baseball as a young kid, and I tell you what, we've seen some young talent out here in this Region 15C tournament so far in the last 2 weekends, and I'm impressed.
Yes, indeed. Region 15C Baseball brought to you by our sponsors, the El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Rural Spring Hill, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, Promotional Resources Incorporated of St. Joe, St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Cutzer Excavating of Albany, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency bringing us a baseball today, West Central Sanitation, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Trappers Pub and Grub in Farming, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency over in Painesville, Scooters Trucking, Virgil's Vega Arena, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, and New Munich Sock Center in Long Prairie, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Dairyland Supply of Sock Center, Grove Mutual Insurance Company of Meyer Grove and Albany and Richmond, A&W. Those are our Region 15C sponsors. Stick around our post-game show after both of our games today. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. That's compliments of Jeremy and Julie and Nathan over at Albany and Richmond A&W. And also, if you are looking for state tournament brackets, they will come out a little bit later on this evening. I would say that probably 7, 8 o'clock tonight. Go to minnesotabaseball.org, and you can get your regional brackets. We have no idea where any of our state entrants will play.
No idea. No idea where they're playing next week for sure yet, but it will be at Springfield or Milroy.
Exactly.
One of those two sites, and like you said, we have no idea.
And if our schedule works out, we will cover the Cold Spring Springers and Cold Spring Rockies. The Rockies are playing today over in Sartell in Region 11C, and we'll have those games on KASM or Bob FM, too. Don, you got some starting lineups for us today.
I do for the Martins today, leading off here and playing center field. They'll be the visitors today. It'll be center fielder Derek Cole. Batting second, the shortstop today will be Scott Schlungen. Batting third, doing the catching will be Brian Schlungen. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jalen Arsenal. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Matthew Schlungen. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Tanner Arsenal. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ryan Messer. Batting eighth, the designated hitter today, he will be batting for the pitcher, Matt Engdick, will be Chaz Hennon. And batting ninth, playing left field, will be Avery Schmitz. The draftee from Meyer Grove will start for the Martins today on the mound. For Kimball Express, leading off, Playing right field will be Jeremy Keekley. Batting second, the third baseman, Scott Marquardt. Batting third, the first baseman, Adam Beyer. Batting fourth, second baseman, Ben Johnson. Batting fifth, the designated hitter today will be Joel Pennard. He will be batting for the pitcher, Zach Dingman. Batting sixth, playing shortstop, Brian Marquardt. Batting seventh, the catcher, Cade Marquardt. Batting eighth, playing left field, Max Tibbetts. Batting ninth, the catcher today will be Brooks Marquardt.
All right, and of course, Kimball managed by Tom Marquardt. Tom and his squad, 2017 state champions in Class C, and St. Martin managed by Carl Leeser. And both these teams going to the state tournament. The winner gets Watkins at about 1:30 this afternoon. Just a reminder to listen to us on AM 1150. That's AM 1150 on 107.7 FM and on our stream at mychasm.com. We're going to get our national anthem here in Greenwald. So with that national anthem, we will take a two-minute timeout.
If you're coming to Greenwald for region baseball, then the Greenwald Pub becomes a must-stop for you. The Greenwald Pub has daily noon specials and evening dinner specials. The staff at the Greenwald Pub does catering to your events, or just call ahead and you can pick up whatever you need to host a gathering of guests. Need tables and chairs? You can rent them at the Greenwald Pub. Give them a call at 987-3100. That's 987-3100. Wishing best of luck to all the area teams playing in the region tournament in Greenwald and El Rosa from the Greenwald Pub.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard feed dealer. Find the perfect blend of Hubbard feeds for your dairy operations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds, too. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and offers delivery right to your farm. If you are looking to buy or sell your grains, talk with Tim for pricing. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard feed dealer, wishes good luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams competing in the 2020 Region 15C Tournament.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Hey, welcome back to Region 15C Baseball Action on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. And I think that's the first in every regional that we have done over the years, but there's always a moment for a first. And the Meyer Grove Band playing the national anthem today. Was
that
ever cool? Yeah, that was done perfectly.
It was.
Unbelievable.
Tuba in there and a slide trombone, trumpet. I didn't see the other instrument.
Yeah, but there was probably some former Stearns County baseball players that were on those musical instruments. I know Kurt Meyer was on that big tuba.
Donnie Brang.
Yeah, Donnie Brang was there.
Yep.
Yeah. So, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
On the mound for the Kimball Express, it's left-hander Zach Dingman. We got to see him work his magic last Saturday over in El Rosa as they defeated St. Martin 3-1. This Kimball Express team, Don, has scored three runs in all three of their games. Their offense has been, what would you say, a little absent here, but they've faced some good pitching, too.
Yes, they have, and just kind of looking at team averages of the two teams, today Kimball coming in with a 207 average, St. Martin with a 168. St. Martin actually brought their average up yesterday with the game against Lake Henry. And like you said, Kimball's, like you said, been a little absent with the bats, but they still, you're looking at here, I don't know, it's different. Derek Cole here steps into the plate, too, and he's been struggling a little bit at the plate, too, as of late, and he's batting 166, got one hit so far, so...
Cole facing Zach Dingman, the count to Derek Cole at 0-2. They say he offered at the bunt. It is Pat Schumer behind the base path, or behind home plate today, and we have Bryce Eggert on the base path. Cole will slap a single to right field, and coming in and retrieving that ball is a right fielder, Jeremy Keekley. So Derek Cole punching a single to right field and starts the Martins first inning out with a base hit. That'll bring Scott Schlungen to the plate. Scott slides over from third base. He's now at shortstop today in this lineup, which is minus Kyle Leeser, minus Nathan Schlungen, and minus Matthew Schlungen, all out with some nagging injuries. Kyle with the hamstring. Nathan Schlungen was hit on the wrist yesterday with a baseball, and Michael Schlungen talked to his dad, Steve. He said he dislocated that shoulder a little bit. So, yeah. Scott Schlungen at the plate, the count 1-0. Here's a ground ball to Adam Beyer at first. He'll field, throw to second for one, as covering there is shortstop Marquardt, and that's all they're going to get. 3-6 on the putout at second of Derek Cole, and Schlungen becomes the base runner.
Scott got his first hit yesterday against Lake Henry, and he's been struggling in the number two spot here a little bit, but he's going to have three base on balls and been hit by a pitch already, so not really getting the base hits, but he's getting hit.
Brian Schlungen slides into that number three spot. Typically, he'd been the leadoff hitter, and the pitch to Brian is up high, a ball, 1-0. I just watched Adam Beyer field that ball at first base. He went to the backhand. And in warm-up, in infield, outfield today, that's all Adam was doing. He was going to the backhand and just trying to develop a routine with that backhand as they were hitting balls to him. And that's all he was doing.
That's good.
Yeah. And so he made the play over at first.
And that's what he needed to do.
Yep.
To get that momentum towards second base for that double play ball, but which he could not turn. It was kind of a low throw to the shortstop.
And right.
I don't know if they'd have got Scott anyhow. It wasn't hit hard.
Brian Schlungen at the plate. Zach Dignan's balling behind 3-0. And the pitch is a strike called and 3-1. Interesting. Derek Cole, Don, he's down that left field sidelines right now trying to stretch out a leg of his. And you kind of wonder if he didn't tweak something going to second base. Schlungen will follow it back and out of play in the count full at 3-2. We're trying to set the visual up for you here during our broadcast of Region 15C. What's going on the sidelines? I'll set a visual. Keegan Stevie has stopped up to say hi again. And Keegan has been a visitor of us for the last 2 weeks. And Keegan is keeping us hydrated. Keegan, I'll take a water. And the count at 3-2 to Brian Schlungen as he pulls it back and out of play. The crowd is slow coming in this morning. The clouds are out to the west. The crowd in the cloud as Schlungen pulls another one back and out of play. And the count at 3-2 yet.
Brian come to life yesterday. He had a bunch of hits in that game. I think he had 3 hits yesterday in that.
Four against Lake Henry.
So he's got 5 in the tournament. He had 4 of them yesterday in that game. So he had a triple, our first triple of the tournament.
The count 3-2. Zach Dingman from the stretch delivers, and Schlungen keeps battling as he follows it to the backstop. The count stays full at 3-2. Dimensions here at Greenwald Baseball Park.
311 down the right field line, 317. I'm kind of memorizing that right field one. I can't see the sign, but 317 in the right field alley, 371. Center, 337 in the left field power alley, 332 down the left field line.
Brian Schlungen's going to be hit by the pitch by Zach Dingman as he tried to bring that breaking ball in on Brian, and Brian took it off his forearm. That'll bring Jalen Arsenault to the plate. So the Martins with runners at first and second now, and only one out. And Jalen Arsenault to the plate.
Jalen, big day yesterday. 4 hits, 2 yesterday, didn't he? He had 7-for-9 in them 2 games, wasn't he?
Yes, 7-for-9 in 2 ball games.
Wow. Yeah. I think they said all singles.
Jalen at the plate right now with his teammates on at first and second, and the first pitch to strike called to Arsenault and 0-1. Obviously, we've been without rain now for, what is it, about 36 hours, and the field is continuing to dry as Arsenault drives this to right field. Heading to the corner is Keekley, and it's going off his hand. That's going to drop in, as that'll be an error on Jeremy Keekley out in the right field corner, and I think he was battling the sun at the very end, as That ball probably was bouncing through the sky, Don. And this time of the day, we keep saying it. We said it yesterday, but you get this time of the day, the way the sun and the field is positioned, and it's tough to pick up a ball at second and first base in right
field.
And
it's bright out there this morning. If you look up into the sky, it's pretty clear right now. And I've happened yesterday a couple of times, too,
in
right field.
Yeah, it did. All right, Matthew Swungen, the number five hitter, up to the plate. That'll be an error on the right fielder, Keekly. Base is loaded with Martins. That brings the corners in for Kimball, and Swungen will foul it back and out of play in the count 0-1 to Matthew Swungen, who's out in right field for St. Martin today.
2-for-9 in the tournament so far with a sack fly and a base on balls.
Zach Dingman, this is the first time he has thrown in now 8 days. As the left-hander wheels and deals, and the pitch low dug out by Cade Marquardt behind the plate, and the count 1-1. For the Kimball Express, Scott Marquardt at third. At short, it's Brian Marquardt. At second base today, Ben Johnson. Over at first base, Adam Beyer. As Dingman ready again. And a foul tip into the mitt of Cade Marquardt, and the count 1-2. In left field for Kimball, Max Tibbetts. Out in center field, Brooks Marquardt. In right field, Jeremy Keekly. And behind the plate, Cade Marquardt on the mound. Zach Dingman ahead in the count to Matthew Swungen at 1-2, waiting on deck, Tanner Arsenault. The base is loaded with Martins, and now Dingman wants Cade Marquardt to go through those signs again. Thank you for being with us here on KASM on your Sunday morning. And strike three call. Matthew Swungen gets fooled by that pitch, and he's rung up on strikes.
Nice pitch by Zach Dingman there. Curveball in the inside corner throws Matthew Swungen on that one.
Tanner Arsenault, the second baseman, into the batter's box. And Tanner's had a pretty good turn.
Yeah, 2-for-7, 286 with a sack bunt. Takes a good cut. I talked to his dad yesterday. I said, I think you got a pretty good-looking young man here coming up in the ranks of the baseball world here. And I said, I like what he does up there. He doesn't get cheated on the swings.
Swing and a miss by Tanner, strike one. And now he'll foul it to the backstop and the count 0-2 to Tanner Arsenault. The balls, two strikes. Scott Swungen over at third. Brian Swungen at second. Over at first base, Jalen Arsenault. Zach Dingman ready. And his pitch. And outside that pitch in 1-2.
Trying to figure out Zach Dingman here a little bit on his delivery. It's kind of a short arm fastball, doesn't he? It doesn't look like he's coming all the way from the watching here, right? Okay, right there. Kind of a three-quarter arm, isn't it?
A lot of wrist at the top of his
wrist
motion.
And forearm. Yes.
Almost like that old pitching machine.
Yeah.
For that, where he just kind of
big arm.
Snapped it.
Yeah.
Pitch a ball, two balls, two strikes to Tanner Arsenault, and now the pitch up high and the count full at 3-2. So now we'll see a little motion on the base paths with the count full 3-2 and two outs here in the top half of the first inning. No score if you're just joining us. It's St. Martin and Kimball as Dingman delivers an Arsenault, as would be the case with almost every 3-2 count, followed back and out of play.
Got to get him to come back once, right?
That's right, yes.
Now, if it happens two more times or three times, you're going to probably talk to Tanner.
The count full, 3-2. Zach Dingman gets a new baseball, and he's working that up with a little dirt from the pitching mound.
Yesterday, they had to be drying him off, get the mud off of him, didn't they?
They did.
I think today the playing field looks good, and the infield looks really good.
Three balls, two strikes. Here go those runners and the pitch to Tanner Arsenault, a swing and a miss. He's out on strikes, and that'll end the Martin threat in the first. No runs, one hit, one error, and three left on base. We played a half an inning. St. Martin, nothing. Kimmel coming to bat. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty. Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates along with amazing insurance coverage. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop by their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance Company, your local company for home and farm insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reassurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Back in Greenwald, bottom of the first inning coming up here as draftee Matt Imdick will throw his first pitches here for St. Martin this morning, and he'll face Jeremy Keekley, Scott Marquardt, and Adam Beyer.
Matt's first appearance in the regional tournament. Matt's a lot of experience in regional and also state tournament.
I remember when Lake Henry made their run. Matt got a few appearances Lake Henry back in the state tournament. First pitch to Keekley, a strike called, and 0-1.
Patrick Courtney, I think, was drafted with him that year.
Brad Lugan bouncing up to the plate, and the count 1-1. So you've seen Matt Imdick pitch over the years. He's not going to overpower you with fastball, is he?
No, he's got that sneaky fastball. He can bring it. He's got a pretty decent fastball, but he spots the plate well. He's always around that plate.
Keekley will take a little bit high for a ball, and the count 2-1. Balls, one strike. A little bit different defense for the Martins, too, today. We'll let you know who's where after this pitch. As Keekley takes a strike called in 2-2 over at third base. It's Ryan Messer at shortstop today. Scott Schlungen at second base. Tanner Arsenault, and at first base, Jalen Arsenault in left field. You'll find Avery Schmidt says, here's a ground ball to Messer at third, and that's going to go off his leg. And safe at first will be Jeremy Keekley, I would assume, on an error by Ryan Messer over at third base.
I would think so. That ball come up on Ryan a little bit and took a little bit of a hop to the right on him. It looked like he was going to feel it right by his his stomach, and it took a little bit of a skid off his leg.
In center field for St. Martin today, it's Derek Colin out in right field. Matthew Schlungen behind the plate. Brian Schlungen and on the mound. Matt Imdick as Scott Marquardt takes a strike called and 0-1.
4-for-12 in the tournament so far.
0-1 the count. Keekley will lead at first, and a swing and a miss
they got him caught.
Marquardt, and now they have Keekley in a hot box. Jalen Arsenault throwing back to Tanner Arsenault. And now Matt Imdick gets in on the hot box.
He's staying in there too long.
Scotty Schlungen's going to run him down with the tag finally, and Jeremy Keekley picked off. Don, you got how many people touched that ball that time?
I lost track.
Brian Schlungen over to the first baseman, Jalen Arsenault, and then Scott Schlungen was involved, Tanner Arsenault was involved, and Matt Imdick involved on that. So that was quite the hot box. Keekley is out.
Just pick a number from 1 to 10.
So one out, and Scott Marquardt at the plate to count 0-2. Matt Imdick, very slow, a leg kick, and the pitch is outside and high, 1-2.
That I've never seen before as kind of a delayed.
Just as he goes into his motion, he holds that leg very slow up in the air, and here's the pitch from Matt, a little bit low in the strike zone, and 2-2.
One thing with Brian Schlungen, you don't want to get caught off the base.
He will throw it around.
Oh, he will throw behind you. He'll throw. If you're on third base, and to me it's another one where you got to watch out with Brian, because you turn your back to go back to third base, he will throw behind you.
Yes, he will. Pitch low again, and the count full at 3-2 to Scott Marquardt on deck. It's Adam Beyer. Imdick delivers, and here's a line drive cut by Scott Schlungen at shortstop.
Got that vertical going on that one. Scotty did.
Two outs as Scott Marquardt hit that one on the nose.
Yep.
It'll bring Adam Beyer to the plate.
What do you call that, a hard out?
That's a hard out, yeah.
That's a hard out.
And Adam Beyer.
He's got a good tournament, 3-for-11 so far, 375 with a base on balls.
First pitch, a call strike to Beyer in 0-1. Matt Imdick ready. And Beyer will follow that back and out of play in the count 0-2. So Imdick been able to get ahead of the last two hitters, both 0-2. We'll see what he does with Adam Byers. Waiting on deck is second baseman Ben Johnson. Boy, very deliberate late kick there, and popped up in the infield. Oh, Tanner Arsenal already shading his eyes with that sun, and makes the catch for the out. Little snow cone there, but Tanner does it, and that's the end of the first for the Kimball Express. No runs, no hits. There was an error, and no one left on base. We played one. St. Martin nothing, Kimball nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. It's great to see hometown baseball at its best, and we're proud to be a broadcast sponsor of the Region 15C baseball tournaments. The fields look great in Greenwald and El Rosa, and we're proud to have our roll-off at the Greenwald Park. West Central Sanitation is one of the last local family-owned refuse and recycling companies left in central Minnesota. Call us today at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Scooter's Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooter's Trucking in El Rosa. Scooter's Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Well, we played an inning of baseball here in Region 15C. Have had a little excitement already. A bases-loaded situation that Kimball was able to pitch out of, and a man picked off a first by St. Martin. So, see what the second inning brings as Ryan Messer steps into the box, and the first pitch from Zach Dingman is a strike called in 0-1.
Brandon Worms going out there doing some manicuring between first and second, and it kind of looked like he had played seven innings on there from that hot box, didn't it?
It did, yeah. There were a lot of big divots. Messer grounds one foul down the third baseline, and he's behind in the count 0-2. Winner of this ball game gets Watkins this afternoon right around 1:30 or so. That ball game will start as Messer takes outside for a ball, and now one ball, two strikes.
Kimball lost to Watkins on Friday night, our first game after all the rain we got before that game, too. And Watkins defeated Kimball 4-3.
Messer drives a single over the infield and into left field, a base hit for Ryan Messer. Putting the bat on the ball. From Chaz Hennon, the DH, to the plate.
That makes up for the error, he thinks, right there. Get a base hit, get this inning started. Nothing hurt last inning after he made the error, so... picked him off of first.
Chaz Hennon to the plate. Chaz came into yesterday's ball game after Schlungen was hurt. Played left field. First pitch to Chaz. The ball, 1-0.
So a slightly separated shoulder. That's not a real fast healing deal either.
Yeah, I think it popped in and out. And,
okay, that's going to be sore for a while.
And I know his dad said he's kind of dealt with that already, as has twin brother Matthew. Pitch a ball to Chaz to count one ball, one strike. Zach Dingman, again, out of the stretch. Hannon wants to bunt, and that pitch is bunted foul. The count 1-2. With Scott Marquardt playing back, Chaz tried to put one down. Now, Chaz, we've seen him over the years. He's always been a good pinch hitter off the bench. He's got good speed.
He's got excellent speed. I think he takes after his dad, I think.
There's no doubt.
I think so.
No doubt. One ball, two strikes. Messer's lead at first.
I'm talking about speed.
And, again, foul back and out of play in the count 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Nobody out for the Martins here in the first. No score if you're just joining us. Zach Dingman delivers, and a swing and a miss at the breaking ball. Hennon's out on strikes for Zach Dingman today, his third strikeout. In the ballgame last week against St. Martin, what was that, nine strikeouts?
Nine strikeouts,
yeah.
Yes. Pitched well.
Bring up number nine hitter, Avery Schmitz. And Scott Marquardt in on the grass over at third, and Avery a ground ball. Hit to Johnson at second. He's going to tag the base runner Messer, and he'll go to first, and that's a double play. The 4-3 double play will end the Martin second. No runs, no hits, no errors. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We have played an inning and a half. St. Martin, nothing. And Kimball, nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.giltplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilt. At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the second inning, the Kimball Express, Ben Johnson at the plate. The first pitch, a swing and a miss by Ben, and now Matt Dimdick delivers a ball a little bit low and outside to count 1-1. No score, St. Martin and Kimball here in the bottom of the second. The 1-1 offering to Johnson, followed back and out of play, and the count 1-2.
And Johnson with a couple of hits in the tournament so far, so number four hitter.
Ball and two strikes. There's that very deliberate delivery again. Ground ball to Messer at third. He'll field the two-hopper. His throw across the diamond. 5-3 on the put-up. That's a big confidence builder for Messer there.
Absolutely. Hit it back to him right away. Get it, them jitters out of the way. And I'm sure he's feeling a little bit more comfortable now.
Got to bring designated hitter Joe Penritz to the plate. Some scores in Region 4C from the weekend over in Minnewaska. The pitch is low to Penritz and ball one. On Friday night, Bird Island beat Starbucks 3-0. And then yesterday, Milroy over Raymond 11-3. Regal beat Painesville 2-1. It was Regal over Milroy. Then yesterday, 8-6. And Starbucks beat Regal 6-0. So three teams go out of that region. As the pitch low again to Penritz, 2-0. And now the pitch high and 3-0. So Bird Island will play Starbuck today, and if necessary, they'll play another one to determine their 1-2 seeds. Regal is the number 3 seed. There's a pitch that's high, ball four, and a four-pitch walk to Joel Penritz. In Region 8 seed, they are completed. Region 8C, Buckman over Avon yesterday, 4-3. It was Randall over Upsala, 4-0. Fort Ripley beat Nisswa 10-2, and then Randall beat Fort Ripley 3-1. So the number four seed will be Fort Ripley. Here's a ground ball to second. Tanner Arsenal will tag Penritz. He'll throw to first in time. Nice play by Tanner Arsenal, as that'll complete the inning here, the almost identical double play to what St. Martin ended their inning. Four unassisted, 4-3, no runs. No hits, no errors, no one left on base. We play two. It is Kimball nothing and St. Martin nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming. The grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full-service bar. Nightly specials begin at 5. Tuesday is taco night. Wednesday it's $6 burger baskets. And Thursday is fajita night. Plus, catering is always an option when you're hosting an event. Don't miss the boat on a great meal when you stop by Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming for takeouts or catering. Phone 548-3700.
El Rosa Lumber Company is under new ownership, but not new to town. Just a crow hop throw away from the El Rosa baseball field, El Rosa Lumber Company continues to work with farmers, building their egg buildings and machine sheds, and homeowners with additions and new homes. El Rosa Lumber has drafting available, offers free estimates, delivery, and carries shingles, siding, windows, hardware products, buyer-built doors, and more. Stop by and say hi to Matt Bauer at El Rosa Lumber Company, your trustworthy store, or call 697-5591. That's 697-5591.
live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, top of the third inning from Greenwald Region 15C baseball action. As Zach Dingman are ready to go here, facing the top of the order for the St. Martin Martins and Derek Cole. Bloops it to left field, coming in hard, and that one is going to drop in front of Max Tibbetts, and Derek Cole gets a little Texas League single right in front of Max Tibbetts. And I don't know, Tibbetts, if he was maybe through that soft turf, thinking that that ball was...
Yeah, the heck with time getting going, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like he wasn't getting to it.
I thought he would get to it.
That ball died, though, didn't it?
It did. It just kind of died.
Wasn't hit well.
Derek Cole, 2-for-2 with that bloop single, and here's Scott Schlungen at the plate. And the pitch by Dingman. Schlungen puts down a bunt, a good bunt. Zach Dingman fields. He'll throw to first. That 1-3 putout and a sacrifice bunt for Scott Schlungen will get Derek Cole in scoring position at second.
Derek's got the same thing going on out there. He's stretching that leg out all the time. I think he's got a little hamstring issue, too, out there, the way it looks. Coming a little gimpy in the second base there, too.
Okay. I'll bring Brian Schlungen to the plate. Brian hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. Zach Dingman looks down to Cade Marquardt, has the sign, and the left-hander's pitch to Brian Schlungen. A little check swing and bounces off Cade Marquardt's glove, and not enough for Derek Cole to advance. Going to probably take a lot for Derek to move to third with that little bit of a hamstring issue.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to score on anything in the gap, I think, for him. It's what he should be able to.
Zach Dingman delivers, and here's a base hit by Brian Schlungen. And yeah, you can see Cole one base at a time, and he's into third, and Brian Schlungen with a base hit. He's 1-for-1 today after being hit by a pitch in his first at-bat.
Right on it right now, Brian, and hasn't he? He's kind of found his stroke back here, didn't he?
He has.
Talked to him yesterday, and he said it was about time to come out of that.
I'm going to bring Jalen Arsenault to the plate. Jalen reached on an error by the right fielder in his first at-bat. There's one out, two on. For the Martins, their fourth hit off of Dingman. And the pitch to Arsenault. There's a base hit. Keekly with a great catch. He's going to throw back to first, and they're going to double up Ryan Schlungen, and that will end the inning. They called a catch by Jeremy Keekly, and he did indeed catch that in the air, and that will end the inning as they double up Ryan at first base. Wow.
Ooh, line shot, huh? Good catch.
No runs, two hits, no errors, one left on. 2.5 innings. It's St. Martin nothing and Kimball nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Food like Mom and Grandma used to make? Then scoot to the Sportsman Stand in Lake Henry for Cindy's Noon Lunch Special, served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu. Saturday is Burger Night at the Sportsman Stand from 5 till 9. Hamburgers just $2 and fries $1.50. Plus, save the date for Sportsman Stand Outdoor Concert featuring Crystal Breeze on Friday, August 28th from 7 until 11. For food orders and event booking, call Cindy at the Sportsman Stand. 243-4546. That's 243-4546. Kuhn is offering a new generation of round balers, enabling you to meet the challenges of tomorrow with simple yet reliable designs. The VB3100 series offers a wide range of variable chamber round balers to match your individual needs and are available now at Lake Henry Implement, your Kuhn dealer in Lake Henry. Kuhn VB3100 series round balers feature OptiFlow or integral rotor technology to provide high-performance bale throughput in diverse crop conditions. They're designed for fast, consistent bale starting and produce very firm bales with moderate bores. Kuhn round balers not only produce top-quality bales, but are built for unmatched reliability with fewer moving parts. For outstanding performance from start to finish and consistent quality bales, stop in or call Lake Henry Implement to find out more today.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
All right, bottom of the third inning from Greenwald. Matt Imdick facing the bottom third of this Kimball Express lineup. Cade Marquardt, Max Tibbetts, and Brooke Marquardt. First pitch to Cade, a ball. There is a pitch a low again, and 2-0 now to Cade Marquardt. The Imdick pitch, low again, and 3-0. Cade Marquardt on, as far as the tournament goes,
4-for-9, 444 with a couple of doubles, 3 base on balls. He's having a good tournament.
Pitch high, ball 4, and so he leads off the third inning with a walk for Matt Imdick, his second walk this morning. Bring Max Tibbetts to the plate. Recapping again, Region 8C, the number 1 seed will be Buckman, the number 2 seed will be Avon, the number 3 seed will be Randall, and the number 4 seed will be Fort Ripley out of Region 8C. Randall going to the state tournament for the first time since 1994, so 26 years. It's been since they've been to the state tournament, as Tibbetts takes a straight call to 0-1.
Tibbetts looking for his first hit yet. 3 base on balls in the tournament so far.
Number 8 hitter on deck, Brooks Marquardt. Here's Matt Imdick's pitch, and Tibbetts drills it to left field. Yep. That's going to be a base hit. It bounces in front of the Martin left fielder, Avery Schmitz, and he gets it back into the infield. So now the Express have something going here in the third inning.
Kind of wonder out there in left field, seeing Avery coming in at it. I don't think you want to just overcharge the ball out there, because that one hit where that kind of in that area, I think, where they were sucking a lot of water off this field here, and it actually it bounced and it took a right turn on him.
It did.
It's like in front of him to his right, and can't believe it can bounce.
Really. I know.
Maybe getting hard.
Okay, Brooks Marquardt, number 9 hitter. Jalen Arsenault creeping in on the grass over at first, expecting a bunt, and Brooks bunts it, but he bunts it foul, and the count at 0-1 now to Brooks Marquardt.
He's got one of the 17 home runs hit so far in the tournament.
Couple guys with 2 home runs?
There are. Kyle Leeser and Kevin Kramer, Shane Campson, Brendan Ashton. 4 guys with 2.
So runners at first and second here. Cade Marquardt at second. Tibbetts at first. Brooks Marquardt will see his father, Tom Marquardt, puts the bunt on again. It is, and the pitch is a strike call. Throw back to second, and they have Cade Marquardt in a hot box now. Ryan Messer running him back, and they're going to tag him out.
Oh,
now they have Tibbetts in a hot box. And the throw back to first, and Tibbetts slides in as the throw from Scotty Schlungen a little bit high. Oh, they just about picked them both off.
Tom Marquardt is totally upset.
Well, he's mad with Tibbetts that he did
absolutely.
Go to second in that hot box. Yeah. Yep.
Got to get there. He'll keep you in that hot box
exactly.
As long as you can. You got to
exactly.
Go to second base.
So Cade Marquardt picked off. Brian Schlungen, you mentioned it.
Yeah.
Throwing behind those runners, and now Brooks at the plate to count 0-2 to him as the pitch from Matt Imdick is outside, a ball in 1-2.
That seems like on these sack bunts, guys are getting caught off their bases a little bit too far.
Marquardt swings and misses. He's out on strikes. So 2 outs. And that'll bring the top of the order to the plate in Jeremy Keekley. Jeremy Keekley reached on an error by Messer in his last at bat, his first at bat of the game, actually. And now Keekley will foul this one.
Ooh.
Right to the left of us and behind us.
That didn't miss by much, did it?
It did not. No, that could have rattled the public address announcer next to us here. 0-1 the count, and Keekley will take a pitch outside, and the count 1-1. 1-1, Tibbetts over at first base with 2 outs. Matt Imdick ready. We're in the third inning. No score, and the pitch a little bit low for a ball. Now 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike.
Kind of looks like these are the uniforms that Kimball got in their championship in 17, isn't it? Those, was it the Twins gave him?
Pitches high for a ball in 3-1.
They're not the ones, are they?
No.
Look like it.
Very nice uniform, though.
Oh, I love it. Love that color.
That brick red color.
Gray pants. Looks
really
nice.
And there's a strike called, and the count full at 3-2.
Oh, they're all white. Okay.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Tibbetts will be off here with 2 outs. Jeremy Keekley in the box. And the pitch, chop foul, and the count at 3-2 yet. Tom Marquardt was going to throw it back to Ryan Messer and just about clocked Ryan in the back of the head. Ryan had turned his back to start back to his spot. Tom had fielded that in foul territory. 3-2 again. Tibbetts will be off as Imdick works from the stretch. And the pitch is high, ball four.
Struggling with his control a little bit here, Matt is. It's his third walk already, isn't it?
It is. Third walk. He's given up just the one hit. That's to Tibbetts this inning. But the express inning is not done as Scott Marquardt comes to the plate. And Scott had that hard line drive out to short in his first at bat. He'll take high for a ball 1-0 for Matt Imdick.
I like the way he gets set in the batter's box and that pitch is ready to come. He's got that weight to shift it back a little bit and he comes forward with it.
The 1-0 pitch, and here's a shot to left field. That's a base hit. Avery Schmidt's coming hard. It's going to score Tibbetts. Schmidt's throw comes high. Schlungen will cut it off. The throw to third, and they're going to get Jeremy Keekly out as he slides into third base. But the Express get a run on the RBI by Scott Marquardt. One run on two hits. There were no errors. And one man left on base. So we played three. Kimball won. St. Martin, nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
You know how just the thought of some things just make you cringe? Like walking barefoot across asphalt in August, sitting in the middle seat in an airplane. Or how about changing a diaper blowout in a public restroom when you're out of baby wipes and a spare baby outfit? We also know there's some folks out there that cringe at the mere thought of having to negotiate their way through the car buying process. People want the best deal up front and the most for their trade. We get it. We shop here too. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we've known that for a long time, and that's why we dumped the negotiating process and marked all of our vehicles with our best price a long time ago. Get into a new Chevy Equinox or Trax for up to 22% off MSRP. Plus, save big on the all-new Chevy Trailblazer. Save thousands, plus get Gilliland's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Chevrolet all month long. Buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we're here to help make your experience as pleasant and non-cringeworthy as possible. Stop in and say hi, or find your new ride at GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you at Greenwald, the main host to this year's Region 15C tournament. There were some games, three games played up in El Rosa as part of this tournament, but Greenwald has had the brunt of them, and starting off the fourth inning for the Martins, it's Matthew Schlungen with a single into left field. Brian Marquardt had stretched out and tried to make the play, got a little bit of a glove on it, but it rolled out into left field. So, again, the Martins get a man on here in the fourth inning. They've left a few guys on base already.
That's Scotty Schlungen warming up in the bullpen down there for the Martins. Scott did a lot of pitching for St. Martin years ago, didn't he?
Tanner Arsenal puts down a sacrifice bunt, fielded by Scott Marquardt, and on to first base. A 5-3 put out of Tanner, but the sacrifice successful, and they get Matthew Schlungen in the second. One out, then Ryan Messer to the plate. Ryan, a base hit in his first at-bat today. Martin's looking for the equalizer here in the fourth inning, a 1-0 Kimball lead. Scott Marquardt getting that RBI. And Zach Dingman on the mound delivers to Messer, and he drills the base hit to left field. His 2-for-2 day. Keeps going here. Nice hit by Ryan Messer. Nice even swing up at the plate.
He's got a real nice swing, doesn't he?
Yeah,
Ryan Messer does. I heard this quite a while ago once about Ryan. I didn't know much about his ability as a baseball player, and I think he does play some high school baseball. Said he's a guy that he should get in the lineup because he's got a good bat.
That'll bring Chaz Hennen to the plate. Chaz, the DH today, struck out in his only at-bat. And the first pitch to Chaz is strike called, 0-1. First and third for the Martins. The ball is one strike. Messer leads from first. Adam Beyer will hold him there. Matthew Schlungen over at third base. And the pitch to Hennen. He puts down the squeeze bunt, and there comes Schlungen. He'll score, and it's tied as Chaz Hennen gets the job done. You were wondering somewhere along the way if Carl Leeser was going to put that squeeze on.
I wasn't expecting it here, though. I really wasn't. But he had the right guy up to do it.
Yes, he did. Good Batman there, Chaz Hennin. 1-3 on the putout, the sacrifice bunt. Ties this ball game up at 1-1 as Matthew Schlungen scores, and Messer goes to second. He's in scoring position for number 9 hitter Avery Schmitz, and Avery takes the first pitch, a strike called 0-1. One run, six hits, and an error for the Martins. One run, two hits, and an error for Kimball. Schmitz in his first at-bat today bounced into a double play to second base. And Avery swings over the top of that Dingman breaking ball in the count at 0-2.
He took a lot off of that one.
Yes, he did. Really changed speeds on Avery. 0-2 the count. Zach Dingman ready. Pitch to Schmitz is high for a ball and 1-2. Winner of this ball game gets Watkins around 1:30 or so this afternoon. That'll be the final game of Region 15C in 2020. Dingman looks back at second to Messer, and Schmitz will pop this one up in the infield. Ben Johnson, Brian Marquardt. Brian shading his eyes a little bit, and boy, he shakes his head after he makes that catch as that sun was bearing down on him, and that'll end the Martins' fourth with one run on two hits, no errors, and one left on base. We played 3.5. St. Martin won and Kimball won. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
A smile with healthy teeth makes a good first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime, and the team at Albany Family Dentistry are ready to assist you by keeping those teeth and your mouth healthy. By offering comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, and teeth whitening. Albany Family Dentistry can help maintain the health of your teeth for a lifetime. Call for an appointment at 845-2032, and best of luck to all area baseball teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Adam Beyer leads it off with a line drive to Avery Schmitz out to left field, and Avery coming in makes that catch for the out.
That one was hit right on the button. If that one had been right at Avery, he'd have been running for the fence, I think, right?
I agree.
That was hit.
Yeah, and Avery, when he planted to make that catch, you could see one foot just kind of slipped a little bit. Here's Ben Johnson, and Johnson takes outside for a ball 1-0. We looked at Region 4C and Region 8C. We'll look at Region 11C here for you as Johnson a check swing, following it to the backstop in the count at one ball, one strike. This morning at 11 o'clock, it was Foley and Luxembourg playing over at Sartell. So Foley taking on Luxembourg at Sartell today as Johnson follows it back and out of play. And the count at 1-2 now to Ben. And then at about 1:30 today, it'll be the Cold Spring Rockies taking on the winner of that Foley-Luxembourg game. That Foley-Luxembourg game, again, starting at about 11 o'clock. Johnson offers at the pitch from Matt Imdick, and he's out on strikes.
Got himself going on that at bat a little bit too quick on that pitch. He couldn't hold up on that check swing.
So a score update from Greenwald. This is for Reese Emish listening out there. Reese, it's 1-1 in the fourth inning. Just keeping Reese updated. Yep. And taking the first pitch, low for a ball is Joe Penneritz. And the count 1-0. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch low again, 2-0 to Penneritz. He walked in his first at-bat.
He's got that feeling here that Kimball's a little bit more of a fastball-hitting team. They're not real excited about all the curveballs they're seeing today.
Swing and a miss by Penneritz, strike one, and two balls and a strike.
And Matt throws a lot of them.
2-1 the count. Matt Imdick shakes off that first sign from Brian Schlungen, and now his deliberate delivery again. And fouled at the plate to count 2-2. You don't ever remember seeing that from Matt Imdick?
I'm not sure if I ever seen that from him. No, I don't think so.
I guess you can pull that off with nobody on base, right?
Right.
Where it's not considered a balk or anything like that.
I haven't seen that left foot stop, though, like that.
Here's Penritz fouling it off down the third baseline and the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, but as a batter, you're so wait back,
yep.
And then it's like, okay, when is it coming? Yeah. 2-2 the count. The pitch, curveball just missing low. Matt Imdick, Brian Schlungen, we're hoping to get the call. The home plate umpire says no. Mr. Pat Schumer, and the count full at 3-2 to Penritz with two outs. The Express looking for a base runner here. And Penritz a ground ball to Messer at third. He's down on it. His strong throw to first. A 5-3 in the putout, and that'll end the Express fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We play four here in Greenwald, 1-1. St. Martin and Kimball, we're back in a minute.
In farming, you can't always count on the weather, but you can count on a bank that specializes in agricultural lending, like Freeport State Bank. They know it and live it. Call or swing by to ask about competitive farm loans for prosperity and peace of mind. Freeport State Bank has helped farmers weather the storm since 1908, and they're here for you today. Freeport State Bank, Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
If you're looking for a grand slam of an agency, Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are your sluggers at the plate. From protecting all of your personal needs to ensuring your farm and business, we've got you covered. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Kensington Insurance Agency is proud to support all the local teams in the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.